She's classy. She's sassy. She's a little smart-assy. Ladies and gents, the priestess of squarely spirituality. The badass whisperer herself, Kelly McLean.
Hello. Welcome to the Bitch Scopus podcast, where I dish about the current astrological mood with a feminist twist. And feminism, my God, does it need all the help and energy and fuck that it can get right now? Damn. Anyway, I shan't digress into that weedy area or I will never get back on track. Anyway, hi, I'm Kelly McLean. And yeah, this here is the Bitch Scopes podcast, as I mentioned. I mean, y'all know me at this point. I don't really feel like I need to go on and on, but I do want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. I have seen, you know, some little boosts in the listening, and welcome to you people that are new. Sorry, I don't do the full intro. It's just boring. This is me. You guys want to know what the astrology is. I'll just get into it. I do want to tell you, though, I'm laughing because right before I started recording, it's just me. I guess I could count a cat. I was counting down and making sure I had my stuff in front of me to read and whatnot. And some accent was coming out of me. I don't know what it was, but I called myself a bish. Come on, you bish. Let's get this going. So anyway, it's just I continue to be tickled by myself, which probably means I am certifiably insane. So, you know, there's that. To get the actual horoscopes by sign, go to patreon.com/houseofbleep. Bleep. House of Bleep. It's $5 for the month. You get a thing every week. A thing. You get horoscopes every week. Let me just back up. My husband left town to go back overseas this morning. I'm exhausted. I'm sad. I'm delirious. I'm grateful. And that's why I'm, you know, scattered. But then again, I say I'm scattered every week. And it has nothing to do with him. So I guess this is just who I am. Hey. Yeah. So at patreon.com/houseofbleep, you can read these with your eyeballs. You can get the horoscopes. You can listen to the podcast version, which you're already doing. But you can get it all in one place over there at Patreon if you would like. You can email me at kelly@thebitchwhisperer.me. That's K-E-L-L-Y. The only way to spell Kelly, if you ask me, at thebitchwhisperer.me. .com was already taken. Let's just get into it before I ramble anymore. You guys, my God, the last week was just stupid. It was exhausting. If you read these, you will see the word ex-fucking-zausting, creatively spelled. Yeah, I don't know, man. Mercury retro shade, which is what the cool kids call the, what do they call that? The shadow phase of Mercury retrograde that happens right before and right after the actual retrograde. They call it retro shade, the hip ones do. Man, I've been having like lights and electrical shit problems. I don't have time or patience or know-how, definitely don't have the know-how to troubleshoot an electrical panel. And every single electrician I know is a boyfriend or a friend's ex-husband. Mercury retrograde will be landing in my seventh house of relationships, so that seems appropriate. But it's also annoying as fuck, let me tell you. However, with my darling Libra husband's help, I got the fucking snowman lit up along with the stupid light up reindeer that shed glitter all over Hell's Half Acre. I mean, I like glitter. That part's fine, but it doesn't alleviate the rage of having to assemble shit. I hate having to assemble shit. The holidays in general are just a burden. I tell people all year long that I love the shit out of them. I buy fun crap all year. I have twinkle lights and glitter all year for that matter. I don't need fucking stupid made up holiday bullshit pressuring me. I don't want to bake cookies. I don't want to make fudge. I don't want to write Christmas cards. Yes, I am Grinchy. Sue me. There are a few things I could go on about with this week's astrology, some smaller, you know, goddessy things, but I know everybody just wants to know what's up with the new moon and Mercury retrograde both happening this week. So that's what I'm going to focus on. But first, as some background info, there is a significant amount of Aries energy afoot. There has been for weeks now, a few months, maybe a while, quite a while. But this week, those energies are mixing and mingling to the jingle bell rock with the new moon and Mercury. So this new moon, this lovely little respite in the season of shit, is in Sagittarius, 20 degrees of Sagittarius. Sagittarius is a dreamer. So I highly recommend that you use this final new moon of 2023 to dream big, shoot for the stars, let your imagination drive the damn bus. Sag is expansive and inclusive and curious and contains a lot of innate wisdom. This moon is trine Chiron, square Juno, quincunx Uranus, trine the North Node, trine Eris, and square Neptune. And everyone is texting me right now. This moon conjuncts Mars a few hours before it conjuncts the Sun. So there's a whole lot going on here. Chiron and Mars offer motivation to heal. We can take our past wounds and make something good out of them. The trine to Eris helps us with emotional resilience and trusting our intuition. And that is no small thing. You know, the longer I work with the more maligned goddesses like Lilith and Eris, the more I love them both. And I realize how misunderstood, undersold, and cast off they are. They both symbolize rejection, so that's appropriate. But I see so many astrologers interpreting these two badasses with just the rejection and scorn aspects, forgetting that they were scorned and ostracized for having a point of view that was contrary. So I had to make that little comment because it's just, I just love them. Emotional resilience is a big deal, and Eris can help us. She brings that to this new moon party. Uranus does create some uncertainty with that quincunx, but if we want to be liberated, then we have to embrace the instability a little bit, you know? And then Neptune can bring some confusion and maybe a little insecurity to the soiree, but what's a party without somebody who feels like shit about themselves? So then right on the heels of the new moon, Mercury stations retrograde. Mercury will be still for 5 days, beginning his moon walk at 8 degrees of Capricorn, which he's at as I record this. Mercury in Capricorn is very businesslike and serious. I actually have Mercury in Capricorn, believe it or not, even though I don't seem like a very serious person per se. I am strangely serious. Seriously insane, you might say, but no, actually, for real. Anyway, you can rethink, reconsider, re-strategize your business plans during this time, because Capricorn is very much about your reputation and your PR and your business and your ambitions. The retrograde ends on January 1st and begins direct motion on the 2nd. Right before Christmas, Mercury backs into Sagittarius, so opportunities can revisit us. Our dreams can be revitalized. We might feel restless. Okay, that's a cheat. That's not really an RE word, but it's true. Sagittarius can be very restless. I think this retrograde is a very big picture thinker. It's very visionary. First, he's practical in Capricorn, and then he lets loose and reminds us to dream big. So despite my electrical issues, I feel actually really good about this retrograde. Don't be afraid to feel hopeful and optimistic. This week's scopes, I will talk about Mercury and Capricorn, but then when he slides back into a Sagittarius, I'll talk about that in a couple weeks. there is a lot of healing available to humanity between now and the end of this year. Lean into it. Everybody fucking heal. If we heal ourselves individually, we heal the collective little by little. And it can make very big differences. Make a big difference, I should say. I have to nerd out on the numerology a little bit this week. Obviously, we're in the 12th month of the year, but check out these other 12s that appeared in this week's stuff. So the moon conjuncts Mars at 12 degrees of Sagittarius. The new moon itself is on 12-12. Mercury retrograde is on 12-12. If you're in the Pacific time zone, if you're on the East Coast, then it doesn't count. Mercury retrograde ends on 1/2, specifically 1/2/24. 24 is 12 times 2, of course. Mercury enters Sag on 12/24. And then, of course, you know, 12 days of Christmas. Anyway, so the number 12, according to Doreen Virtue's angel numbers, I hate even using her name because I'm still mad at her, but her angel numbers are meaningful to me and to many of you. The number 12 is hope and faith and thinking positively. In traditional numerology, 12 is positive changes, new beginnings, harmony, growth, creative thinking, clear expression, patience, open-mindedness, autonomy, independence, self-reliance, collaboration, hope, and energy. That's a lot. And then the 12th card in the tarot is the Hanged Man, which challenges us to look at things differently and to change our perspective. So I think this planetary dance that we're doing in December could be really good. And I think it could bring us a lot of hope. My God, do we need hope? So that's what, my husband just texted me that LAX sucks a bag of balls. Oh yeah. LAX does suck. Anyway, that's what horoscopes will look at this week, is the new moon and Mercury retrograde starting in Capricorn. Maybe I'll call this week scopes Grinch scopes. Maybe like the Grinch, we can all experience an expansion in our hearts. And then they would actually be hope scopes. You know, it's really off-putting and annoying when I start out just like meh, 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 pissed off and then I end up all like optimistic and shit. Anyway, do dream big. Set your aim high. Shoot for the stars. Insert all of the platitudes about thinking positively here. It really is meaningful during this Sagittarius new moon. Use it. It happens tomorrow on Tuesday in most of the time zones. I think, did I write this down? It happens at 3:32 p.m. Pacific time on Tuesday, December 12th. So, you know, do your things accordingly. Wednesday, you're still good to do your ritual or your ceremony or whatever. But if you've fallen out of the practice of doing a ritual, this is a really good one to get back into. So do it. Anyway, that's it for Bitch Astrology. If you are a subscriber to the actual Bitch Scopes, then you know where to find that, hopefully. Okay. Thank you. Love you. Bye.